1. The Case for Expository Preaching. New Concepts, Expository Preaching. This is a book about expository preaching, but it may have been written for a depressed market. Not everyone agrees that expository preaching, or any sort of preaching for that matter, is an urgent need of the church. The word is out in some circles that preaching should be abandoned. The moving finger has passed it by and now points to other methods and ministries that are more effective and in tune with the times. The devaluation of preaching. To explain why preaching receives these low grades would take us into every area of our common life. Because preachers are no longer regarded as the intellectual or even the spiritual leaders in their communities, their image has changed. Ask people in the pews to describe a minister, and their description may not be flattering. According to Kyle Hazelden, the pastor comes across as a bland composite of the congregation's congenial, ever-helpful, ever-ready-to-help Boy Scout, as the darling of the old ladies, and as sufficiently reserved with the young ones, as the father image for the young people and a companion to lonely men, as the affable glad-hander at teas and civic club luncheons. If that description pictures reality at all, preachers may be liked, but they will certainly not be respected. In addition, preaching takes place in an over-communicated society. Mass media bombard us with 100,000 messages a day. Television and radio feature pitchmen delivering a word from the sponsor with all the sincerity of an evangelist. Within that context, the preacher may sound like another huckster who, in John Ruskin's words, plays stage tricks with the doctrines of life and death. More important, perhaps, is that some ministers in the pulpit feel robbed of an authoritative message. Much modern theology offers them little more than holy hunches, and they suspect that the sophisticates in the pew place more faith in science texts than in preaching texts. For some preachers, therefore, fads in communication become more alluring than the message. Multimedia presentations, videos, sharing sessions, blinking lights, and up-to-date music may be symptoms of either health or disease. Undoubtedly, modern techniques can enhance communication. But on the other hand, they can substitute for the message. The startling and unusual may mask a vacuum. Social action appeals more to some Christians than talking or listening. What good are words of faith, they ask, when society demands works of faith? Some people with this mindset judge that the apostles had things turned around when they decided, "It is not right that we should forsake the word of God to serve tables," Acts chapter 6, verse 2. In a day of activism, it is more relevant to declare instead, "It is not right that we should forsake the service of tables to preach the word of God." The case for preaching. In spite of the bad-mouthing of preaching and preachers, no one who takes the Bible seriously should count preaching out. To the New Testament writers, preaching stood as the event through which God works. Peter, for example,